This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device.
So, hello everyone, I'm Brian. I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you to Kelly for organizing these amazing group of people. I basically spend all of my time thinking about branding and thinking about how we can, you know, I have several different theses that I try to live my life by, and I do want to make this as interactive as possible, but I'll just take you way up, you know, in terms of macro thinking. I think that we're living in the best time to be alive as a human being. And I think that, yeah, we have things that are not going so well in the US and in the world, but if you think about 50 years ago or 100 years ago, the things that our great-grandparents were dealing with, the Black Plague, you know, starvation. I think that things are really, really improving. And I think that we as humans are good. I mean, we have the capacity every single day to hurt each other. And at large, we don't. And so, you know, my macro thesis is like, I think that we are great people. And I think that we are living in a very exciting opportunity with the technology age that we live in. And I think that creating a personal brand, if you want it, is the smartest self-investment that you can make. And so, you know, I have a branding company. I started it 6 years ago. We work with some of the biggest brands in the world, Intel, Salesforce.com, KPMG, European Union, United Nations, as well as smaller companies, startups, entrepreneurs. Actually, one of my favorite clients is in the room right now, Time Inc., which is an incredible biotech company traded on the NASDAQ, solving stage 4 pancreatic cancer in a non-toxic way. And I think that, you know, all of us, whether it's our company or organization or our law firm or our book or our just story of selfless giving, I think we all have a story to share. Mm-hmm. And I think that what's exciting for me about that is you can actually monetize that now. You know, and in the past, it was either you chose between working a crappy job at the bank that you didn't really like to make $85,000 a year to pay for the apartment and the 2 kids' school, and you were basically at a 3 or 4 out of 10 happiness scale, because the alternative was do what I love and don't make any money. I think it's flipped. I think now it's like you actually have a much, much, much better chance of making a lot of money doing what you love, because the variable that no one really thinks about is, yeah, you have to have the skill and the talent, but the thing that separates you and I is if we're basically the same amount of talent and you love it, you're gonna spend 18 hours a day doing it and I'm gonna spend 9, and you're gonna win, and you should win. And so the variable is the time that we put into it, right? And so that's how I think about why I care so much about branding. Everyone has a story to tell, whether you're solving, you know, the most horrific disease or whether you're, you know, trying to sell a pen, you know, why? And I'm fascinated with the why behind the story. And so I would actually be very curious, since in the sake of interactivity for this group, to know if you have a personal brand, if you want a personal brand, and what kind of frustrations or questions or concerns do you have? Maybe you want to sell more books, right?
Always.
Yeah. So what can, like, how does that look? Maybe you want to get more speaking. Like, we had a chance to just talk for a minute because, you know, you wouldn't stop talking to Thomas. But maybe you want more speaking engagements. Maybe you want your personal brand to be more aligned with, you know, as known as an international speaker. That's what I'm hoping to gather from you guys and gals. Like, where are you? What do you want? But I think it's how do I present myself to the world in a way that's consistent with how I actually want to be spending my time. Mm. Right, if it's the professional brand, then it's how do I present myself in a way that attracts the people that I want to buy my stuff, or attracts the people that I want to pay attention to what I'm offering. Maybe I'm not selling anything right now. Maybe I'm offering free clinical trials for a treatment, you know, and I want to send more people there. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's, listen, I have a job and kind of like, you know, I have a job in Ernst & Young. I'm a senior executive, blah, blah, blah. But I would also love to do more of this stuff. I'd also love to do more speaking. I would like to do more empowering the youth. How do I do that? Or, you know, maybe not even how do I do that, but that's where I'm at. And then what I'd love to do is kind of context out where you're at and then maybe offer some tips that I've been able to see that really work for clients and individual influencers and cultural influencers and brands. So is that helpful? if tomorrow I woke up and all my financial needs were like met, I'm good. For the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, how would I spend my days? Hmm. What would I be doing?
Who am I?
Yeah. You know, and so and with that, we can start to really start thinking about, okay, then to your point, Howard, how can I start to spend, how can I actually, if I had all the money in the world, how would I spend my days? And then that's step one, which is easy. And then step two, which is hard, which is why 99% of the world doesn't actually do this, is now it's time to for me to actually start filling my days like that. Right. It's a very different thing, right? So why don't we just go around the room really quick and just kind of like tell me where you're at with that. And then I do want to do, like, if you have practical questions that are in your mind, and that can kind of shape the way that I talk about this. And now, can you do what you want to do?
Not quite, which is why, I mean, it's a project I love, and I will stay with it even when I move to another job, but just in a different capacity.
Okay. So it's almost like you want to create, the way that I'm looking at this is, you want to basically create a personal brand for yourself that will lead you into that next opportunity.
Yeah.
So you have an opportunity to create a personal brand. You can basically create your own job right now while you have the other job quietly on the side that's going to look almost exactly like what you want to have next. That would be my quick take on what you could do, which is start writing articles right now about how you see it going. Because here's what will happen. And maybe this is just the easiest instead of going around and like maybe I can just like listen and then I can kind of like jump in.
Okay, but you've got to go back to the national security guy over here. He made too quick of a comment and you had no comment.
I know.
He's talking about FBI, Secret Service, Homeland Security, bring that all.
Yeah. So I would say a couple different things for you, right? And is why don't you start becoming a thought leader on this right now? There's nothing holding you back from that.
Brilliant.
Write the articles, put them on LinkedIn, put them on Medium. Here's what's going to happen. Someone's going to read one. Mm-hmm. They're going to have the job that you want. They're going to say, I want to hire her. It's pull marketing, right? This is another kind of theme that I talk about. I guess I didn't even really talk more about it. So it doesn't matter.
This is great, the way you're
running. Yeah, this is cool, right? So pull marketing is when people come to you. This is what happens to me. Mm-hmm. I have a man right here. His name is Mao. Say hi to Mao, guys.
Hi, Mao.
Hi. Follows me around during the day, okay? And he films me. And you guys might all think, Brian, you're a narcissistic piece of shit, right? And that's what everybody thinks, and that's fine. But here's the difference. What I'm really doing right now is proving the future of personal branding in a way that tests a theory on myself with my own money and my own energy and my own time, right? I actually think that what we're doing right now, and we'll make a cool video for Kelly. Kelly will be happy. That'll help her with her Mastermind Connect. We'll put this on my YouTube page. We'll put this on my Facebook page. And what's going to end up happening is, and it's happened already, I've closed literally tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars of business because someone said, I saw your video on YouTube, and I want to know if you'll come make a 6-part video series for the Dry Cleaning Association of America about marketing. I have never heard of the Dry Cleaning Association of America. That's pull marketing. And that's what you should do. Right? Pull marketing is, you know, push marketing is the old way. It's dead. Knocking on the door, emailing, cold emailing, LinkedIn spam shit all day long, you know? Hey, and then in some cases they even forget to change the word name to like your actual name, you know? Hey, name, you are a perfect person for my new business. I'm like, fuck yourself, you know? Like, you don't even know, you didn't even change the name to Thomas, bro, you know? And so I think that you have a chance right now, start making videos, start putting up articles, start thinking through, start a podcast. Start a podcast right now where you interview people that you think are doing it well. And this isn't throwing your organization under the bus. This is just you simply offering another way of thinking about things. I would find the 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 top leaders, right, in your world that you respect, and I would have them on your podcast. They're going to share that podcast with all their network, which is, by the way, the right network for you, to get yourself into that world. That's what I would do. That's how I would think about personal brand from your perspective. create your own job right now while you still have an income.
But I got to get over it.
So start small. Do one article.
Yeah.
And then read that article into a phone and upload it as a podcast. And then read that article on a video and upload it to a YouTube. I'm serious. Start with the article. Start with the article. But here's the other thing that I think is important for everybody that's thinking about this in any capacity. Distribute that content across all the places that people are paying. Like, everyone says people buy from people they what?
They trust.
They trust, but that's not true. Because before I can trust you, I have to know you. People buy from people that they know, and people buy from people that they remember. Hmm. Right? People buy from people they trust. I can't buy, I trust him because I know him. We see each other once a month for the last 4 years. I know him and he's memorable. I know you and you're memorable. I know you and you're memorable. There are people that you know that are like, what was that guy's name again? And he did the thing, I forget what he does. We've all been there, right? Mm. You're never gonna buy from that guy or that girl because you can't remember the name. Yeah. People buy from people they know and are memorable. So you have to make people know you by putting your stuff out there. And you have to be memorable by your stuff being good. And that's just kind of a principle throughout all of it. Your story is amazing. Your story is amazing. Your stories, like the stories here are amazing, but now where do they live? Because what happens with most of us is they don't live anywhere. This is the first time I've ever told this story. How long do you guys know each other?
Oh, yeah.
Right? They don't live anywhere. Right. Let them live in the world and just watch what happens. Pull marketing. It all comes to you. It all comes to you. It all comes to you. I don't market at all. I have so much business coming in right now. I don't market at all. Content. And we put it everywhere. Does that make sense for people?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jennifer. Yeah. I can give you my best advice right now for free.
Okay.
So here's what I would think. And this is like the value. I think the value of why I'm here, like hoping to do this for all of you, right? That... there's two different things that you said that were really interesting to me. So I'm listening to every single word you're saying, and my head's going. The first thing is maybe what you need is a sales partner.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of people struggle with this. There's art and there's numbers, and it sounds like you're an artist, but that doesn't necessarily make you a saleswoman, which is fine. And the fact that you're identifying that is already shows me that you're like tapped into yourself, and that you're already one step closer to winning. Because most people are naive to the fact that they suck at sales, and then
I think there's guilt too, because I have a business background and I can do it. I just don't want
to. But doesn't like
it's
I don't
good to
I don't.
Write. I think it's great right to write. It.
And like you don't yes. If you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it.
Right.
So like recognize.
So many people suck at it.
But there's a couple. There's well, it depends if this is how. Yeah, it's self-aware. Exactly. If you're paying the bills with this, then yeah, you suck at it.
Yeah.
Like so if you know. But here's the thing. There's a couple different things. The first thing is find yourself a partner that like. There are people out there that I love to sell things. I love it. There are people out there that love to sell things. They would be happy to sell your product if they believe in it. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. But the second thing is I think that you're. The way that you, just the energy that I got from you as your, I can tell you believe in your product. You tell me that you believe in your product.
Yeah,
I can tell. So that's the part where 99% of people fail because they're selling something they don't actually believe in. Mm-hmm. And it shocks me.
Right.
When I talk to senior level executives and I'm like, what's the deal? Your sales are going down. And they're like, I don't believe in this product. And I'm like, but you make $1.8 million a year to believe in this product. And they're like, I don't. So the money is actually not going to be enough to motivate you to sell the thing that you don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it time and time again. What I will say is this, you're still in the push marketing mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about, you just gave me three ideas that I think that if you execute a smart Facebook ad strategy, you'll make six figures in the next 12 months without selling anybody. Here's what you said to me. You said, I want to get into more corporations, and I'm starting to do that. For anyone that's trying to sell anything, a book, anything, trying to get your podcast in front of the right people, Facebook's ad platform right now, I don't know how much time you guys spend actually, how many people have ever run a Facebook ad campaign in this room? Cool, half of you. Did it work? Yes, it worked. No, it's okay. Not really.
I just kind of did it once for visibility, I do blog posts combined with artistic things, just for fun, just to see.
Perfect, so you haven't sold, so you haven't done it to sell.
Right.
So let me tell you exactly what you should do to sell your course or your conferences or you as a speaker or as a consultant. you can actually target. So I would create various pieces of content if I were you. The woman that told you about the military opportunity, the veteran, I would do that. I would offer that. I would record that. I would put it up on my Facebook professional page, and then I would target that same video.
What do you mean, put that video up?
So watch this. We're doing this right here.
We are.
This mastermind.
Yes.
I'll put it up on my. I have a public page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We'll upload this video to that public page. And it'll live there, and it'll get hundreds and hundreds of organic views, and that's great. Sometimes thousands, sometimes tens of thousands. It just depends. But I'm more interested in taking control over the tools that exist. So what I could do is I could literally publish this video and boost this video. There's a button that says Boost Post. That's how you run a Facebook ad. Mm-hmm. If I'm talking in a way that you guys are like, what is this guy talking? It turns into a sponsored ad. And I would focus it on every single military. There's a place that says interests.
Yeah.
I would put every single military group in the country in that interest box. Now what's going to happen is you're going to spend $21, you're going to get in front of 5,000 to 7,000 relevant military people in the US. And one of those 7,000 people is going to be like, oh, I want her to do that for me here. That's number one. Number two, same idea with the corporations. You can actually target employees of the newspapers, employees of Ernst & Young. You're going to show up in Kelly's feed. Imagine Kelly's the human resources person or the person that's in charge of bringing in outside speakers. You can target that on Facebook. And now all of a sudden, your 30-minute corporate speech that you were going to do anyway is in front of 1,800 of the decision makers across America in the corporate positions that you want to speak to anyway.
So you would just do like a summary of, let's say I'm doing leadership empowerment.
No, I do the whole thing.
Oh, but half an hour.
I'd put the whole thing up so they know exactly what they're getting. No surprises. Here's what I do. Here's what you'll get. Do you want it or not? You've brought in 15 shitty speakers in a row. Here's the 30 minutes that you get with me. Right? I see people smiling. It's really happening. That's a huge thing for you. And then the third thing is the middle school thing. You run an ad, you do the middle school thing, you do the video, take 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes up, and you run it against the principals and the teachers at every middle school in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. You will get more invitations to speak, and your call to action is message me, book me, and it takes them to your direct message or to your website where you sell your stuff. And that, my friend, will help you build an actual business without having to sell anything. Right now on a camera, and see who that starts to attract. You can only be yourself. Now, if you don't want to be out there, then that's a different story. I actually don't think most people should do the whole like filming all day, every day thing. I think that it's a ton of work. You have to be on all the time, but like, it's my truth. Like I'm actually, this is me. And so it works for me. If that's not your truth, don't do it. You know? And so the branding thing is weird. That's your individual opinion, which is fine, but the branding thing is like, even if, in order for you to do what you want to do, you have to have a brand. In order for you to do what you want to do, so if you think that it's, I want to be behind the scenes, then why don't you turn the grapes of your favorite wine into the lead character of all your content? I'm serious. Find the Malbec grape. I don't know anything about wine, but like find the grape of your favorite wine and let that grape be the person that, it's like the ghost of Casper. Casper Mattresses is there, like, I don't know who the CEO of Casper Mattresses is. It's a ghost. So let it be a grape for you. And let that be the thing that drives the entire brand. You can be the brains behind it, the architect behind it, to make sure that we're doing right by the world and we're not using, and I agree with you, like this is terrible, right? But the alternative is like you saying this is terrible isn't helping anything if it's just you saying it's terrible at a table full of people. It's a big thing if you say this is terrible and here's what I'm doing about it and I'm documenting that in the process, because what I can tell you is people will attract to that and you will start to build your tribe, right? And then let your tribe, like, and it's like, and I would also even say, here are my beliefs. I think there's a lot of things that are going wrong in the world. I think we should start creating more thoughtful brands. And I want to start with these grapes and this wine. And here, I'm going to show you the process of, and then you become almost a meta brand. Meaning, I'm going to show you the process of how you build a brand doing good. It doesn't matter if it's wine or bottles of water or tea or notebooks. It's the theme of building a brand doing good. that becomes your brand, you know? And so, because that's ultimately what you have deep down inside of you, whether it's the wine or the restaurant or whatever, you see there's a lot of fuck ups that you want to mend. So use that as the driving force behind the brand and document that brand. And then people will start to say, oh, he's the guy that did that whole, like, you know, the great thing. But what was more interesting than the great thing was how he showed us every step of the way. Here are our employees. Here's how we treat them. Here's where the grapes come. Here's the fertilizer that we don't use. Here's the organic soil. Here's the property. Here's my family business. You know what I mean? That's how I'd think about it. See, so a couple different things. You know, this is maybe obvious or maybe not obvious. When I first started a coaching practice, what I did was I did two different lists. The first was a list of my dream team clients, and I would contact them and I would send them shit to their house, like flowers, and I would stalk them on Twitter, see what they cared about, and send. I sent one guy like a jersey. That actually worked. The second thing is find the 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 or 8 clients you've had already. Ask them two questions. Number one, can you refer someone else to me? Number two, which most people don't do, which is what else can I help you with? Because you already have that trust, and what you're gonna find is they're like, so you help me with my day-to-day planning. Now I'm ready to do X. I don't know how to do it. Can you help me with that? And hopefully the answer is yes, right? It's like, I'm actually ready to share my story. I want to write my bio on LinkedIn and I don't know how to do it. Can you help me? Sure. And then all of a sudden you go back to your 8 other clients and say, hey, have you thought about writing a bio on LinkedIn? Yeah, but I don't know how. Now you have 8 more hours for this week. And then that momentum continues to build. And then before you know it, you have 6 years later, you have like a digital service agency. That's exactly my story. I started out coaching people on public speaking. I was a speechwriter for Bloomberg's administration in New York City before I left to start my own thing. And so then that seemed like a really easy transferable skill. I went to San Francisco and I started coaching executives on public speaking. That was how I started. I was a public speaking coach. 6 years later, we're doing clients all over the world. So it builds up, but just focus. Some people are trying to network and meet new people, but we have 8 to 10 to 20 people right in front of your face. Right. The other thing I would say, and this is something that actually I'll give Thomas immense amount of credit for, find 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 champions. People that believe in you so much that will do anything to bring you business. That's what he does for me. Find your champions, Jesse. I can guarantee you have them. And take them out to dinner and say, listen, I need your help. I believe in this so much. I know how much I'm benefiting. This is a real issue in our society. And I need you to help me find business. No one's going to say no to that cause that you're doing. It's not like you're trying to like build the plastic bottle company of America. I know Vito is probably the CEO of that company. And then one more quick thing, and then I know we're moving on, but I would do all, I would every single piece of content that you create from now on any social media platform should say at the end of it, contact me for a free consultation. Mm. Everything. And then you do a 15-minute consultation and you give them your absolute best stuff in 15 minutes. And at 15, and here's the key, Jesse, cut it off. When you hit 15, they're not gonna wanna stop. When you hit, and I used to do this, 15 minutes, and it was 92 minutes later, and I was like, shit, I just lost the, you know, at 15, cut it off. And then say, if you want to keep going with this, I have a 1, 2, 4 part package. I'm happy to talk about it. This is some of the idea of what you'll receive working with me. Your best on 15, but every piece of social content says, contact me for, and every single bio and every single social platform that you have, book me for your free 15, connect it to a Calendly or one of these, you know, automated apps where you can update your calendar so that there's no friction. They can go in there, here are the 3 days, here are the 15 minutes, boom, 3 to 3:15, 4 to 4:15. And then all of a sudden this week you have 17 new free 15 minute consultations. 1 or 2 of them turn into a client. There's your nut for the next month or two, and you keep, and it's just keep being scrappy for as long as you can.
Do you have advice on, because I got a lot of that through Twitter, and I've actually gotten some good business, but I've gotten a lot more people who, you know, you get the sense they're not going to pay anywhere close to your rate, and you might do it or you might not, but, you know, how you do that screening, if you do that, I'm guessing, or it's been my experience, some people will be like, oh, great, 15 minutes of free, and there's no way it's going to work out.
But so it's a great point. There's a couple things I'd say. The first thing is, You can do 1 or 2 things. You can, if it sounds like, if Jesse is looking for more clients, I'm assuming you have time. right? So if you have the time to do it, then do it. If you're in a place where you don't have 15 minutes or you can't take 5 hours out of your week, and maybe that's where you're at, I don't know. I don't know what your schedule looks like. But maybe you don't have 5 hours to do that. What you can do then is you can say, learn more about my services here. You send them to a page where you actually ask them to fill in information. If they're not interested, they won't take 1 second to fill out an intake form. And that intake form can be, what is your biggest goal? How much are you willing to spend? You know, what is your monthly investment range? What have you tried in the past that hasn't? Do 4 or 5 questions that are pretty basic. And if you can't even take the time to fill that out, then I'm not going to waste, I'm not even going to waste 15 minutes with you.
So my question.
I love your title of your book, by the way.
Okay.
That's great. Maybe that's a Stanford project. And I think you're 100% right. Like, you need to own your power in a way. Like, don't, when I hear I'm going to go get an MBA, I'm like, oh, you're lost. And like, that's my own opinion, and I'm sorry if I offend anyone here for that. But like, I'm like, oh, you don't know what you want to do. That's why I went to law. I was like, I'm going to go to law school. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I wanted to be the mayor of New York City. And I was like, oh, it seems like you're going to go to law school. That's why I went to law school, because I wanted to be the mayor of New York City, and like,
you
didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. It's too many people you have to please with. Anyway, but
documentary.
I really see. But you go to Stanford and you say, like, this is my project for the year.
Yeah.
It's the next book. It's the next documentary. You're gonna hire me to do this for you. And also do your program, and like, but you don't need the my instinct, yeah. You don't need to do what you want, but like the distraction of the program for a year, just make sure you're doing it for the right reasons,
yeah.
Not because you need a break.
Oh, no, it's not like
you know
that.
What I'm saying?
I'm actually curious about it because it seems like a pretty fascinating thing.
Yeah.
But
that's cool. So if
yeah,
it feels good for you,
not,
go for it.
Right, I'm just going to apply, and then I'm definitely leaving either way.
I just don't want you to lose momentum.
Yeah. No, I won't.
Okay.
I don't want to either. I keep writing.
You're amazing.
Amazing.
I love it. We're gonna be searching for voice saves us time.
Uh-huh.
You know, buy me more water, and the water shows up at your house. We're just gonna be we see things through audio as a time saver.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive your kids to school and listen to your podcast. You can take a shower and listen to your podcast. Mm-hmm. You can cook, or you know, smash grapes and listen to a podcast. But you can't watch a video. That's why podcasts are gonna win.
Uh-huh.
Every single piece of content that you produce from now on has to be like, be an early user of our app, or be the first to know when our app is ready. Uh-huh. And you collect the name and the email. And then 3 months from now, 6 months from now, you already have 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 or 5,000 people. And in the meantime, what you can do is every week for the next 6 months, you keep those people warm. You can't collect her name and her name and my name, and all of a sudden, like 6 months from now, is the first time I hear from you.
Yeah.
Like, who's Dan, right?
Uh-huh.
So every week, you should do something for them. Surprise them. Send them a.
Isn't there an app right now? There's a big buzz going on around learn any language.
And they Duolingo.
Have this really, also video.
Duolingo.
It's not out yet.
Oh,
but
it's,
they're getting
Duolingo's
they're
already
getting,
out.
They're
yeah.
getting a lot of buzz and a lot of.
So you need to do that.
They're putting out these really.
The only
awesome
thing that's stopping
videos.
Me from, because I have ways like on YouTube, I have already some videos.
You have
somebody
yep.
else that I could promote my app. But the only thing that's stopping me from it, you know, is that somebody's going to steal my idea, and then suddenly in
you
6 months they're going to be.
Was that you going to patent it?
No, you don't need to patent it. I mean,
no one's
going to steal your idea. Here's the thing. There's two big problems. Everyone is this. I'm so happy that you're saying that, because everyone is so scared of everyone stealing their idea.
Uh-huh.
There's two things to think about. Number one, your idea doesn't mean anything right now,
uh-huh.
because so she can. I can steal your idea. Now, do I have 80 hours a week to dedicate to actually building it? No.
Uh-huh.
So I can't steal the idea. Second thing is this: the reason and the only reason that people are going to download your app is because, number one, they want to learn about flamenco music
mm-hmm.
and guitar. But number two, and much, much, much more important, why am I going to buy your book and not the other 100 books out there? Because I like you.
Right.
And I like you. And you're a good dude. And I've known you for like a year now. And you're a good dude. And I'm going to support you. So if I paid $3.99
mm-hmm.
on your app, even if she steals your idea, I'm still giving you $3.99. I'll give her $3.99. I'll give you $3.99. And I'll use the one that's better. So the reason that I'm so, I believe so much in the personal brand is because the only way for someone to like you is to know you.
Mm-hmm.
People come, we were in Guatemala 2 weeks ago. I was giving the conference there. I had 100 people come up to me. I've spent 5 days in my entire life in Guatemala. I had 100 people come up to me and say, your videos are really helping me. Mm-hmm. I came here today to meet you. Uh-huh. And I'm like, from where? And they're like, oh, I took a bus two hours from here to meet. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wow, this is like, that was one of the times where I was like, this is real. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is like, why do you go to concerts of people when I can buy your music online? Why did we go to your concert? Because I like you. And the only way, I like you because you're married and like I knew you from her, but like what about the people that don't know you? Mm-hmm. The 8 billion people out there that need that, you know? That's why I really think that all of your content should start to go out there and connect mm-hmm. to a mailing list. And then you take the time over the next 3 to 6 months to let people get to know you. Yeah. Here I am, it's my wife, uh-huh. it's Kelly. And we're here today in Brooklyn. This is where we're
headed. It's gonna go down the tubes if he starts.
We live in Brooklyn. And for those of you who don't know about Brooklyn, Brooklyn has something to just start educating people about the flamingo scene in Brooklyn. Uh-huh. Start interviewing people. And then every week you give something. And then by the time your app drops, everyone's going to be like, yo, this guy has been giving me so much value for the last 6 months. I'm going to buy it and share it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. People have it wrong. Mm-hmm. People are like, here's my app, buy it. I'm like, who are you? Here's my product, buy it. Here's my speech, buy it. Here's my book, buy it. I'll buy 25 of your books now that I heard the story. Mm-hmm. But if I don't hear the story, and since we can only do this with 12 people once a month, that was the past. That was 15 years ago. Now we can do this with millions of people every second of the day because of social media. So that's what I would say. Start building that list now, offering them value, letting them get to know you. Do a weekly live call with your community. What questions do you have? What can I answer for you? Yeah. I do that all the time. I do live calls all the time. And literally, it's what can I help you with? And guess what I sell at the end of that live call? Nothing. Yeah. And guess what happens? People hit me up and, hey, can you consult my company? Hey, can you consult me? Pull marketing. Yeah. I never sell anything. It just comes to me. Same thing with the app. You won't even have to sell the app. You'll put it up and 6,000 people that you've been communicating with for the last 6 months will download it. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.